How many of you already have a telescope? Okay. Well, you guys now all raise your hands because you now have a telescope.
Yeah,
That's Scott Roberts. He is president of Explore Scientific, a telescope manufacturer in Springdale. He is donating a telescope to the University of Arkansas Student Astronomical Society.
I know that you guys are dedicated and inspired and passionate about what you're doing, and you're going to change people's lives by doing astronomy outreach. So I encourage you to keep it up all your life, and maybe this little telescope can help just a little bit. So I thank you very much.
AJ Sawal, president and founder of the Student Astronomical Society, or the SAS, says this gift is very meaningful to the young group. As telescopes of this caliber are very expensive, she says that most of these members wouldn't be able to afford one for another 10 years. One of the main goals of SAS is performing community outreach, and this telescope will allow them to take it to another level.
You want people to look through a telescope, you want them to go, whoa, not, oh. And this telescope is going to do just that. It's going to really make the outreach that we do mean so much more.
AJ has been hooked on astronomy since she was 7, and she saw the Milky Way for the first time. Her father then taught her about the universe. As a freshman, AJ couldn't believe that there wasn't an astronomy club at the U of A. She, along with another student stargazer, formed SAS. AJ is a senior now, and the club has grown since its founding, with many new faces seen at the telescope's dedication. Kim Zoldak is SAS's outreach coordinator and one of 9 NASA Space Science student ambassadors.
What we do is we do educational outreach. For example, star parties. I did monthly star parties last year. I visited local middle schools, high schools, any kind of conference focusing on women, women in sciences, the STEM field, because I am a woman in science.
After the ceremony on the old main lawn, the group performed some community outreach in the form of sidewalk stargazing. The idea is centuries old, but is new to the streets of Northwest Arkansas. Scott Roberts with Explore Scientific has only been in the area for 1 year. On this particular night, Scott and the SAS group are on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
What we're doing out here is we are doing astronomy outreach. Okay, where my passion is public outreach and astronomy, and so this is the reason why I do sidewalk astronomy, because I love to show people Saturn, Jupiter, and the Moon for the first time.
For Scott and the members of the Student Astronomical Society, talking with people and showing them the universe gives them a rush that is somewhat selfish.
You see people looking and really getting a lot of gratification, a lot of, I can't just say it's recreational, it's not just enjoyment, but it's sort of this sort of profound change that happens when they look and they see something that they know is real and it's alive.
Having performed astronomical outreach for 25 years, seeing the awe and wonder on the faces of the oldest and the youngest members of the community is what stands out most for Scott.
On one occasion, this lady had wanted to see Saturn her whole life, you know, she was like 85 years old, and she looks at it and she just bursts out in tears, you know.
On this Friday evening, the group is sidewalk stargazing on the busy corner in front of the Walton Arts Center. They estimate that over 200 people have stopped to look through one of 3 telescopes in the hopes of spying Jupiter.
So that's Jupiter, and the big one is Jupiter. If you look closely, you can see the brown and white stripes.
On another occasion, a few weeks prior, Scott had the opportunity of showing a woman the moon. She was so intrigued that she has stopped by again. The excitement she is exhibiting is not easily hidden.
I saw Jupiter.